Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. We're today on Behind the Tunes. Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios here with Tim Foreman. You may know him from Switchfoot. We've got a solo project now, Bongo Chico. Learn all about that at bongochico.com. Tim, thanks for hanging out today, man.
Hey, it's good to be here.
Now, you're in sunny California. I'm in rainy Memphis right now, so I can see that behind you. So I'm a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
A little bit jealous what you got going on there.
I am showing off right now, but it was raining this morning, so you know.
All right. Well, maybe
if that builds a bridge between us, I don't know.
We'll see. Well, hey, I'll cross that bridge. Well, you're a San Diegan here, longtime guy in San Diego. I like to learn a little bit about the places you guys are from, and so I got some fun facts. Let's see how well you know your own town there. Are you familiar with the Giant Dipper, the roller coaster at Belmont Park?
Yes, I am.
Have you
ridden
it?
You're talking like in my neck of the woods.
Yes, your neck of the woods. Have you ridden?
Yeah.
Have you ridden the Giant Dipper?
Yeah, of course.
I need to know, should I ride the Giant Dipper?
I mean, I feel like you should ride every roller coaster you have the chance to ride. That's my final answer.
Well, that's a good answer, but I'll be honest with you. I've read a little bit about the fact that this roller coaster is on the historic registry. And it's a wooden roller coaster, and so I may need a little bit of convincing before I do it.
That just ups the thrill count, you know what I'm saying?
I used to, like, when I would get on rides, you know, go to theme parks or whatever, I'd be like, you know, you'd psych yourself up. Like, you know, nobody dies on these things, right? Nobody dies on this. They wouldn't let you do it if you died on it. And then the internet comes out, and you realize, like, yeah, people die. People do die on these things. So
there's more people than you realize. Yep.
But not on the Giant Dipper.
But here we are still, like, getting on the freeway every day, and you know,
I'm the list of things that to worry about. Roller coaster's not on my list.
All right, I'm with you. All right. Also, there in San Diego, you got the Whaley House. Have you heard of the Whaley House?
No.
All right. Some people are, speaking of thrills, Tim, some people call this the most haunted house in the country.
Okay. Tell me more.
That's all I know. It's the one.
Do you know what color it is, perchance?
Let's see. We can do this. This is a show where we can just do whatever we want. It's the Whaley House Museum in San Diego. It's a brick. It's a brick structure.
Okay. There's a couple of houses we used to sneak into. I was wondering if it was one of those, but no.
Here's what I'm thinking. Bongo Chico release. You sneak into the Whaley House. Do a song with some of our closest old friends.
Right, there you go.
Something to think about. And then last but not least about San Diego, do you and your family recognize and celebrate Tony Hawk Day on May 29th?
Well, I do celebrate Tony Hawk every day. you know, you talk about San Diego legend, and not just San Diego. I mean, hyper local to my area of San Diego, North County. I ran into him at the grocery store just the other day. You know,
did you really?
Yeah, we're very proud of our Tony Hawk around these parts.
I love that. And hey, not to be outdone, the Bongo Chico record comes out May the 30th. Isn't that right?
There you go.
So
yeah, in honor of Tony Hawk.
Yeah, the day at Tony Hawk. My gosh, what a run San Diego is about to have, man. Tony Hawk Day followed up by Bongo Chico.
I mean, and if you really get technical, like here in San Diego, the record comes out at 9 p.m. on the 29th.
You're sneaking it in.
So it's actually on his birthday. Yeah.
Well, this is a fun thing. So here's what I'm thinking. Bongo Chico release celebration at the Whaley House with Tony Hawk. Off we go. I think that's it.
Yeah, maybe finish up at the mega ramp or something like that.
Yeah, I think I don't, maybe we can call people at the Belmont Park to get a giant dipper ride in before
Yeah,
11:59.
little after hours ride. I like it.
I was an orphan, defined by mistakes. Thought I was forsaken, that you gave up the chase. I went to the reaches to try and ease the ache. Turned my back on the one who kept calling my name. He kept calling my name. Didn't matter where I was at. You just kept calling. My soul is remade, but even the ransom can fall on the face. When I'm drowning in questions, when I've lost the path, your love is the answer. You're calling me back, back to the table, back to my home, back to my father who never lets go. Whatever I'm facing, I know what to do with my It's just by a thread, but I'm hanging on to you. I'm running out of hope. I need a miracle. And if I ever needed you, it's right now.
you're my only hope. I need a miracle, and if I ever needed you, it's right now.
Tim Foreman on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check out his solo project, bongochico.com. Well, we're not here to talk about just San Diego, Tim. Let's talk about you a little bit. What got you into playing music to begin with?
You know, I don't think there's a time I can remember that I wasn't playing music. It was that kind of house that I grew up in. Both my parents are musicians. Not professionally, but it was just, and in fact, that kind of played into the fact that music was such a normalized thing. You know, it wasn't like an exotic thing. It was like, yeah, everyone picks up an instrument and you play. And I think because of that, the idea of doing music as a living was like not even something that seemed real to my brother and I. We were very kind of skeptical of it for a long time because all of our musical heroes, we're in bands that like played in garages around San Diego and put out an album or two and worked a real job. And, you know, we kind of kept thinking that we were going to finish school, and the Switchfoot thing just kind of took off. And, you know, I'm so thankful, because I know that's not normally how it goes, you know?
That's right. I do have a question for you. I had your brother on. I don't remember, a year or so ago. And I got his perspective on this, and because I thought it was a fascinating story. And I'd love to get your perspective on it, too, because The Beautiful Letdown, we almost never heard that record. It almost never came. It was almost not to be.
Yeah, that's right.
It
was almost just a letdown.
Yeah. It wasn't even beautiful. It was just a letdown. Oh, that's too good. So before it was The Beautiful Letdown, it was just a letdown. From your perspective, like, I remember him telling me, he said, you know, we just thought we're going to put this record out and then that's going to be it. That's the end of Switchfoot. We're just going to go get real jobs and move on with our lives and go surfing, all those kind of things. For you during that season, kind of what was your perspective? Was it heartbreaking? Was it, well, this is just kind of the path we're on? What was it like for you during that season when it was just the letdown and not yet beautiful?
Well, I think you have to start by it was beautiful because we made this record that we wanted to make. We thought it was going to be our last record. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great kind of premise to make a record. We've tried to kind of uphold that premise since, you know, kind of hold our feet to the fire of like, well, if you've got one more thing that you want to say, now's the time to say it, you know? Musically, lyrically, all of it. But with that record, it was as real as it gets. You know, we were like, well, we put out three albums, super thankful. You know, most of our heroes, like I said, didn't even get to make a third record, let alone a fourth. But, you know, we were starting families and, you know, still playing really small clubs, that sort of thing, and kind of time to maybe move on with our lives. So we went in to make one last record. Super proud of how we made it. You know, did it really quick, 17 days, recorded, mixed, everything. And then we started getting calls from some record companies that had heard the record. And it kind of became this blissful ride of like, oh my gosh, you know, childhood dreams coming true. Signed to a major label, you know, right when you were about to hang it up. I mean, doesn't get any better than that. And we fly to New York and it's just kind of like they're whining and dining us, you know, and we play the showcase for the head guy at the label. And he's not the guy that signed us. He's the guy that needs to believe in it though, and he hears two songs and walks out in the middle of the second song, which was a song called "Dare You to Move," and dropped us, you know. So we get off stage just like pumped. We felt like, you know, it was a good show, and our manager looks like just white faced, and he's like, "Well, it wasn't a good show. I mean, it was, but you got dropped." And so that's when it became just a letdown. And yeah, and we kind of, you know, a lot of soul searching of like, well, we're back to where we were of like, you know, maybe it's time to move on with our lives. And decided, well, let's go ahead and put it out anyways, on an indie label, and you know, and then we'll move on with our lives. And it just kind of picked up speed from there. And I think the two ends of the story, the beautiful and the letdown, really kind of came together in a beautiful way.
Isn't it incredible that obviously that name, you know, was there before that whole roller coaster, and it couldn't have
Yeah.
fit any more perfectly.
I'm a big believer in naming things, only just because we've experienced that quite a few times. Like if you name a song, trying to think of an example, like The Hardest Art, that's a song that we released. When you name things with a name that's like ominous like that, it really comes back to bite you. And like that song, for example, was like 2 weeks of working on it to try and figure it out. And we've had that happen a number of times. So here's my songwriting tip. Name your song something like Best Day
That's
Ever.
what I'm saying. Yeah, if you guys were named Beautiful Letdown, everything's perfect. This is an easier story,
Yeah,
you know?
everything is awesome.
I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with a shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley.
tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. You know I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit. God did it. Who put the breath in my lungs? Who calls us daughters and sons? All praise goes to just one. God did it, God did it. Who raised me up from the grave? Who's always making a way? Let me hear the whole church say, God did it, God did it. You can blame it on amazing grace. I can count about a million ways that I'm not who I was and I don't regret it.
I don't.
And now you know I'm my days were numbered, case closed with no appeal. My future 6 feet under, messing with my head in ghost fashion. My heart was holding its breath, terrified of taking my last one. Oh, death, you scared me to death. Your wrath, devil gone, get off of my shoulder. You thought you had the